Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Matt. It's great to be back.
You know, I wanted to spend some time today talking about Obama's vow to prioritize cybersecurity and the announcement that was made recently regarding appointing a cybersecurity czar. Could you tell us a little bit more about this?
Well, yes. The federal government has a significant problem in terms of national security due to the risks of cyber attack. And the risks go well beyond actual government properties because there's so much interdependency upon the private sector. So
right.
Obama has decided to create an office, which I don't really like the title cyber czar, and I'll tell you why in a minute, but an office position for someone to coordinate improving cybersecurity. And you can't do that in just like the Department of Homeland Security or in the NSA or in the CIA. I mean, this is going to take a broad effort across a variety of organizations. So that's the crux of it. It's a huge, huge job is to improve cybersecurity for the defense of the nation.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that ESET recently did a poll that showed that more than 65% of U.S. residents actually want more involvement from the government to help protect against cyber crime. Is this kind of going along with that statistic, and is it enough, or is this at least a first step in the right direction?
It's a first step in the right direction, definitely. And the reason I don't like the title cybersecurity czar is because people are going to say this failed because they didn't define what works properly.
Right.
I mean, there is no such thing as a czar in cyberspace. You know,
right.
the connotation is some all-powerful guy that can control cyberspace like the czar controlled Russia. And no, this is going to be a beleaguered cybersecurity coordinator who the right person can probably get a whole bunch done. But if people think that there's going to be someone that controls the internet throughout the world, they're going to say that he's a failure. And, you know, it's not a fair expectation to put upon him.
Right. In your opinion, when this person is appointed, what should their number one priority be?
They're not going to be able to take a number one priority. They're going to have to have spearheads on multiple fronts. So one of those things is going to be looking at federal assets. I mean, if you
right.
don't know what you have, you can't protect it. End of story. So they're going to have to know what they've got to protect. Another thing is going to be on education, and they're going to need to look at education all the way from the people maintaining the networks to home users, because when it comes down to it, there isn't a single government employee or business that the government outsources to whose employees aren't home users. So you just can't ignore the home user. So, you know, education, identification of resources are two of the big areas. They're going to have to look at things like supply chain, like where is the hardware actually coming from? Can
right.
they trust that this hardware is actually safe to use?
I mean, from what you've seen to date, do you think that President Obama understands the severity of cybercrime and the resources that are needed to really combat this threat?
I have no doubt that he understands that. The other problem is going to be getting the Congress to unite in solving a problem. And throughout the decades, we've had lots of problems that partisan politics have prevented solutions to because someone doesn't want someone else to look good, or someone will only approve funding if they get to give racehorse owners money or things like that. So, yeah, I think Obama understands the problem. It's going to be, does the Congress have the will to work on the problem?
Right. Now, have you heard any rumors of who this quote-unquote czar might be?
I don't pay any attention to the rumors. I don't remember any names offhand, although I'm sure I've heard some floated around. But I think Obama surprised some people in the past with some of the positions he's chosen. So And I think we'll wait and see. He might pull someone out that is a complete surprise, but perfectly competent. It's hard to say.
Absolutely. Well, this is definitely, a step in the right direction, and it'll be interesting to see, who he appoints, and we certainly appreciate, your opinion on this topic, and hopefully we can chat again once that person is appointed and continue to discuss this topic. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to The Malware Report with Randy Abrams.